Yeah, let's do it.
Well, my first question, let's take a look at the list here. Well, why don't you introduce yourself? What are some three things?
Three things?
Yeah, three things about yourself that kind of stand out to you that you kind of identify as.
I identify as...
Father.
Yeah.
Manager. What are you?
Yeah. Husband. Father. And... just a willing participant in life.
Willing participant in life.
And an encourager to others.
Yeah. Is there a specific way that you like to encourage people?
I really try to acknowledge things that people where I think that they've hit the mark on something and bring that to the forefront.
Yeah.
And to try to encourage repetitive behavior.
Okay, it's like positive reinforcement.
Yeah.
That's good. Is that something you kind of practice at your company?
I do.
Okay. Putting some.
How long have you been working? It's your dad's company, right?
Yes. I've been there for just coming up to 6 years now.
6 years. What were you doing before that?
I was hauling fuel with Scamp Industries.
Okay. What is Scamp? I haven't heard of that.
They're a local fuel hauling company that operates between Hope and... What's past Vancouver?
Oh, Squamish, Whistler.
Squamish, yeah.
And did you like manage inventory there? Or did you drive trucks?
No, I just drove truck.
Okay.
And filled orders.
Is that gasoline?
Yes, gas, okay. Diesel.
Is that a pretty
jet fuel?
Okay, jet fuel. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
You transport to airport and such.
Yep.
Okay. What was that like?
That was fun. Busy. Lots of work, lots of hours.
Yeah.
Just a good chance to work through some goals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. Would you say you had your... What do you do with your daddy? And you manage
right now
warehouse?
Right now at Longboard Products, I supervise the material handling.
Yeah.
And... material coordination throughout the plant.
Was that something new for you, or would you prior experience?
When I was at Longboard a number of years ago, I was doing something similar.
Yeah.
With inventory control. And since I've taken on this role, it's just been refined. But it was I've been doing the job unofficially. Probably
that one, are we going
8 months before it?
That one,
okay.
That one, are we going to a kayak hunt
later tonight, honey? Okay, okay, you go play. Okay,
when will sissies come home?
Not until after you go to bed.
Who are the kids?
They're over at Gateway Church, getting ready for their big choir concert today.
Is that like PMCC?
Yeah.
Well, I guess Abby was doing piano for them for a while.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
How long is your dad's company?
20 years.
20 years.
Yeah.
And what kind of inspired him to start that?
That's a story in and of itself, I guess.
Yeah.
So he started off doing poultry farming.
Yeah.
And then that got him the opportunity to join the board at Lilydale.
Poultry farm?
Lilydale, it's a turkey and chicken processing facility.
Okay.
That supplies meat to different markets. He got on the board there. He was the youngest board member. And then from there... He was interim CEO for 2 years when the current CEO got cancer and had to step aside for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And was at Lilydale that he got a taste for manufacturing and the free market, where he was able to see that there wasn't, there was a medium where there was no limits.
Right.
In poultry farming, you're limited to what the turkey or chicken board says you can produce. In BC, we have quotas that we can buy. So right now we have 1 million kilos of turkey quota, but because the demand for turkey has gone down, we can only produce about 800,000 kilos. So that leaves 200,000 that you
could produce that.
That you have, but you haven't been able to produce on. So you lose on revenue.
Right.
Right? Because
but with
you have a government agency that dictates how much you can produce.
Yeah. But with longboard there wasn't.
And with longboard with manufacturing there was no limit. So yeah. When his best friend, who is the VP over at Phantom Screens, found out this new technology in Italy, he said we should jump on this and we can just offer the service to Phantom Screens and it'll be great.
Yeah.
But that never really panned out. In the first 7 years, he lost, was it $4 or $7 million?
His friend did? Or your dad did?
The company did.
The company did.
Yeah.
Phantom Screens is the company that they started selling.
The main coatings, yeah. The company that they started, lost tons of money
yeah.
in the first 7 years. Millions of dollars. And then they got the idea to launch their own product line. Wayne had to drop out because he couldn't keep up with the losses.
Yeah.
So Dad kept it going by himself now. And then they launched their own product line, which was longboard, and then grew it from there.
Okay.
After a few years of after the launch, they lost money, but not as much as they had been before. And then the next year, they made money.
Right.
And then it was like 100% growth year after year after year.
Yeah.
Until they were starting to get into some bigger numbers.
Right. Okay. And well, the original reason, the kind of the point of this interview is yep. to find out what people's personal definitions of success and how
right.
that lines up with what, like, a literal, like, Oxford definition would be.
Okay. Fair enough.
So, would you say that you know what your definition of success is? Like, how old are you?
I'm 40.
You're 40. So you've had...
I've had a few years
to
think about it.
Think about that.
I've had, it has been, I think that it requires intentional contemplation.
Yeah.
I don't think it comes up by accident.
Yeah.
And if you aren't intentional about it, you go down a path that is counterintuitive to who you are. I think that success is very individualistic at the heart of it. I think that what is success to my dad isn't necessarily going to be success to me.
Right.
I think that success, even in itself, is a hard concept to nail down because of our sin nature and brokenness.
Yeah. Go ahead. And there's a lot of different ways that you can be successful in very different
yes.
areas.
So. So there's indicators that we as humans put on, like, well, that they're
that
successful,
success.
This is successful, that's not. Whereas the person who's achieved those things wouldn't necessarily agree.
Yeah.
So with Dad, he's coming to a point where he would admit that a lot of what he did was driven by his own insecurities.
Right.
So he's achieved a lot in his life, but it was because he was just insecure in who he was, and so he felt like he had to prove himself.
Right.
So is it still successful?
Depends.
I don't know.
What his desired outcome was.
Right. I think that that's where he would come and say, like, there's aspects that where he's wildly successful and things that he has regret
yeah.
about.
Would you say you're quite a different personality than your dad?
I don't know if We have our differences, yes.
Are you pretty close?
Yeah. Yeah, we're close, but we are different. He's very. If I had to guess, I'd guess that he's on the spectrum somewhere.
Right.
He's very intense and very driven, and he has a way to just kind of close out the fear of risk.
Yeah.
And just drive through something on the assumption and the knowledge that backs up that decision.
Right.
He's very he's very good at removing emotion from it.
Yeah. Would you say that success is something that you contemplate? Or is it kind of... Or maybe success is the wrong word. Maybe... Are you a contemplative person in general?
I would say so. Success would... I would define success as... success... To be successful, you have to have a target. And only you can determine what that target is and what's valuable to you as a customer of setting up for your own success.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you tell yourself, okay, success to me is having money to give away and be philanthropic with throughout my life. Success to me for someone else could be having the family, and just we're all happy.
Yeah.
Then what that does is that it guides other aspects of your life. You can use that as a guide for other aspects of your life to see if you're hitting the target or not. Does that make sense?
You can use your definition of success to guide.
Yeah. So then everything else falls in line to support that target.
Yeah.
So if success to you is having a happy family, one of the outworkings of that decision might be less financial success.
Right.
Overall, because you're putting your time priority on your family.
Yeah.
Right? And so just being aware of the consequences of like
the trade-offs, what you have to sacrifice. Yeah, the trade-offs.
And being at peace with that.
Yes.
Is success. I think at the heart of it is
success is peace with your decisions.
Success is knowing your why and accepting the consequences that come with that. Why?
Knowing why you've done something and accepting the outcome.
Yes.
Which can be positive or negative.
Which will have positive and negative aspects to it.
Right.
And just being at peace with that.
Hmm. Would you say that you've reached a point where throughout your life there are outcomes that you that have positive and negative aspects that you have to make peace with? But often there is kind of a, would you say there's a bit of a plateau where you're like, not a point necessarily where you reach success, but where you're like coasting on top of that.
You move more into that peace, yes. For sure. And you kind of find that slipstream and you just kind of hang out there for a bit.
Yeah. What, if you could describe yourself in a stage of life, what sort of a stage would that be? Transition, steady.
Currently, I would say I'd say like prosperous to steady right now.
Yeah. And how long would you say that stage has been and would last? Is it kind of a career stage of life, let's say?
Career stage,
Is this kind of the trajectory that you want your life to continue on?
I would say that for the most part, Yes. There's, like, I say that, and I have to be careful. Like, there's still aspects of my life that I can see, like, the best way to say it is just deficiencies, or where I feel like I'm not hitting the mark.
Right.
There's other aspects where I am hitting the mark, and there's others that are doing okay. And so I'm constantly taking stock of, like, how am I doing with connecting with my girls, connecting with my wife, how am I doing with hitting, like, achieving financial goals, am I okay with the financial decisions I'm making right now, am I okay with how much time I'm putting into work, where do I see that aspect going? Like, how much do I want to put into that? Invest, how much time do I want to invest in that versus not? Because the one thing that I found is, like, you can put in a lot of hard work into your career and quickly develop yourself. But that time, it comes from somewhere else. So it's just taking stock of multiple aspects of life.
The time that you invest comes from somewhere else.
Yeah, and just being aware of that.
You only have so much time that you have to.
Right. Everyone has three. Everyone has three resources given to them in life: time, money, and attention. It's what they're given in different amounts, and they change in different stages of life. But those are the three resources that every human has, and how you manage those three resources really dictate on what happens later on in life.
Yeah. Are there five priorities?
Okay.
Are there five priorities in life that you would say you focus on? What do you think of?
I'll answer that for myself.
Personal priorities.
There's a two step to that answer. Priorities, at face value, to answer the question, wife has to be a priority. Your kids. Health, finances, and then career.
Yeah.
Probably close to that order as well.
And would you say you have to balance them, or that they all work in harmony?
I think that given life circumstances, the priorities change.
Mm-hmm.
Based on what you're going through.
The priorities change, or the amount of attention you give them?
Probably the focus.
The focus.
Of each one, of each category changes.
Yeah.
The priority probably doesn't change, but the amount of focus that you give it for a time might change.
Okay. Do you find that it's difficult sometimes to decide what priority will take forefront?
No, but it might be hard to get buy-in if depending on how many people are in your life. Buy-in meaning, like, if I make a decision as the head of the house to prioritize, pursuing a financial goal, getting buy-in, that's going to take a longer period of time. Getting buy-in from my wife, and then the implications of my kids, that can be challenging.
Right.
And that just has to be taken into account.
Yeah. Do you consider yourself a thinker more, or a doer? Or a decent balance of both?
I think that to achieve your goals, both have to be taken into account. You have to act on what you You think, but you can't really act. You have to act on what you think, but you can't really think without acting. So, would I consider myself a doer or a thinker?
Naturally.
Probably naturally more of a doer. Yeah. And then, but there's always thought to make sure that what I'm doing
is the right.
Yeah, makes sense.
Okay. Is there, like, exercise or sport that you typically go to if you're like, I need to do something, I have a bit of thinking to do, but I'm not quite getting through it?
That's
to move.
Yeah, that's changed over the years. It was cycling for a long time there, but that I've had too many close calls.
Is that right?
Where I've kind of stepped back from that.
Okay.
Because, again, it's like one of those things where I'm like, I really appreciate this. I appreciate the time that it afforded me to be reflective and mindful of. It just gave a space for to be reflectful and mindful on life and thinking through certain things. But the risk started becoming too high where I had to reevaluate its priority. Right now I like hiking.
Yeah.
It offers the same kind of results. And I think it offers there's other secondary benefits that I like and appreciate about it.
You say you get to go hiking quite often?
Yeah, I try and make time for that. Like,
that's good.
At least twice a week. And then I want to try and get into a routine where I do weights twice a week, mobility probably twice a week, and then hiking twice a week.
That's good. Do you find that, would you say that coping is important, and that exercising as a form of coping is healthy?
I don't know if it's coping, but maybe. I think that exercise is essential, though, just for general mindfulness and thoughtfulness. I think that with myself, I work out a lot of things subconsciously. And the act of just being involved, like 100% involved in a certain physical activity brings about that clarity eventually.
Right. Is it more important for you to just have clarity about something personally, or to trust, take the steps you know you need to, and keep going?
I think it's more important to be consistent and keep acting, but do kind of like a check-in every once in a while to make sure that you're still, like I said, like that your actions are still guiding you towards your target, whatever that might be. You have an apple. You haven't had an apple yet. Oh, you are having it. No, we got to finish up the apple first.
I guess I will have a cookie or cake.
Maybe. There might be donuts there too. Maybe you want to save it for a donut. Okay. Eat your apple.
Then can I have?
No, I don't think so.
I think you have ice cream.
No. You had ice cream yesterday. Okay. Eat your apple.
When will he eat?
No one. We're just talking right now. No, thank you.
Would you, if there was like maybe a sentence or a few words to kind of describe yourself, what would you? Family man, organizational, outdoorsman.
Family camp.
I would say that I'm a driven individual that I can be a driven and intense person.
Yeah.
to try and achieve certain goals.
Hmm.
And that applies to a lot of aspects, whatever has caught my attention.
Would you say sometimes you have to pull yourself back from going too far, being too intense?
I'd say that God has put people in my life to pull me back from being too, from going too hard and being too intense.
Okay. How long have you been a Christian for? Did you grow up with that, or was that come later in life?
I became a Christian when I was 5.
When you were 5.
Okay.
Would you say that was like a specific moment that you can remember?
Yes.
Sudden.
I remember it specifically.
You want to share about that?
Sure. I was 5. I was at our old farmhouse on 12th Avenue off of 200 in our kitchen. I remember being aware of my hopelessness and my sin nature, and praying with my parents to be right, made right with God.
Yeah.
By acknowledging Jesus. And I was baptized when I was 11.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
Have you found that there have been times in your life, like, is there a specific moment where you can feel like, wow, I'm really doubting here and I need a renewal?
There's times throughout being a teen where life felt particularly hard. I felt the need for revival. For sure. And then there's times where my faith, I think the best way to say it is dormant. Not that my belief was dormant, is just my acting on my faith, like being intentional with it, when was dormant and not as intentional as it should have been.
Do you believe in more, you're talking about intentional faith, do you believe in more like of a widespread net approach to certain things in life, or more specific, intentional, pinpointed actions?
Can you give me an example?
Investing, let's say, or exercise, like a whole body workout, spread of it, of smaller investments, or like specific muscle targets, or researching heavily into Tesla stocks and why it's something good to buy.
I say as a general approach, I would be more of a general focus, like, so total body, like, I like the idea of keeping, like, for exercise, I like the idea of keeping exercises very, kind of wide focus. I like focusing on, like, there's 5 main movements that we go through in life: a squat, a hinge, a push, a pull, and a carry.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like, by focusing on that, I can get 100% of my body. And I like the same idea with investing. I like the idea of ETFs that cover a range of the market.
Yeah.
Something that simulates the S&P 500,
right,
or the NASDAQ. And because I don't have the time and intention to put into individual stocks. I'd rather look at the historicals and make my decisions off of that.
Right.
Because I think it comes down to, like, what do you want your focus to be on? What's going to be the main driver for your success? And then leaning into that. If I'm going to be a bodybuilder, if that's where I'm going to put my attention on, then that would dictate that I focus on singular muscle development. If I wanted to be a stock trader, I would learn how to like buy and sell specific stocks and what to look for preemptively to short or go long on a stock, right? If my specialty was in building, I'd try and find out more about real estate and stuff like that, and just keep my area of expertise consistent with whatever I'm doing. So I wouldn't, like, my area of expertise is more with apparently inventory and stuff like that. I'm hitting a lot of those marks. I'm not super great. Part of it's knowing where you're not great as well, and it, just accepting that, and then, but doing the best with the resources that you still have, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Okay. So I'm not going to be a day trader. I'm not going to invest in individual stocks. I'm going to do what I think is the best to hit my overall goal. If I want to try and hit like a 9% to 12% return rate, I can accomplish that through investing in ETFs that just take into account a marketplace rather than a specific stock.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
At the end of the day, what, say, 20, 30 years down the road, what do you hope to have accomplished? What is your...
What do what I matters hope to accomplish?
At the end of the day, say 20 or 30 years, what matters most? What do you have hope to do?
That I've raised my kids with having had more of a positive than negative impact, and that they want to spend time with me and Vanessa, and I can still have the ability to influence them. I can give them good financial opportunities to expect for them to expand and develop themselves, and that I can still invest into different ministries financially and through the giving of my time to see them develop and grow. And that I can be financially self-sufficient.
Hmm. Yeah. How important would you say tithing is to you?
Very.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that something taught to you by your parents, or something that you explored on your own?
It was definitely given to me as an example from my parents.
Yeah. That's good.
And I recently found out about, there's three types of tithing. I found in a sermon 2 or 3 weeks ago from Mark Birch.
Oh, I think I heard that one.
Yeah, one is the pastor at Northview. One is giving to the tithe to the church. Second is a tithe to charity, and the third is a tithe to spiritual development. So that would be,
is that something new you want to implement into your
life? I think that the recognition of those three unique categories is something I want to pursue for sure going forward. Because that tithe to spiritual development, then all of a sudden you can budget for getaways and family camp and stuff like that. Like, that's what that would go under, type of thing.
Right.
Sending the kids to Bible camps throughout the year, youth camps.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, oh, okay, yeah, no, we got this. Thing. We have enough extra money in the budget. We can do this. It's like actually intentional. I find that whenever you're intentional with prioritizing your relationship and those under your supervisions, their spiritual, like, whenever you prioritize these acts of spiritual discipline, that God rewards that.
What, that pot was cool.
Throw it inside in the compost bin. No, now rats are going to get it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does. Would you consider yourself to be spiritually, financially, and physically healthy and well-rounded?
Can I go inside?
You can. Why don't you go inside and go play? I'm always going to be harder on myself. I never am going to feel like I match up as much as I would like to. But I know, consciously, I know that if I was to look at the average, I'd probably be above average. So yeah. Let's say that, yes, I am healthy. Do I always feel healthy in those categories? Do I always feel healthy in those categories? No, but I mean, that's why you don't make decisions on how you feel.
Yeah. Would you say there's any difference that spiritual, emotional, and mental health? Would you say those are kind of the same, or if there's a...
No, I think that they are different. No, thank you. You're getting...
Well, I want to sit down. Oh. I like a sun.
Okay, then go sit in the sun over there. Sorry, ask that one more time.
Would you say that there's much of a difference between spiritual, emotional, and mental well-being or success? Or are they kind of...
I think that the Bible seems to indicate that there's a difference between the mind, the body, and the soul. And so... I think that they are different. That there is a difference between them. I think that the spirit is what... I think that how you develop spiritually, how you develop in everything, they're interconnected, I would think. And how you develop them might be a little bit different. But they are all, I think that they are unique from each other.
Yeah. In what ways do you find that you try and develop them individually? Your spiritual, emotional, and mental.
Spiritual, time with God. Dedicating time specifically to meditate on His Word and allowing it to speak through you. Giving your mind the ability to understand His words and letting Him speak to you throughout the day is crucial. Sorry, one sec. Hi, hun. Just quickly, here, on the island, what was on the island for the concession? Just one second.
Poppy, what's your favorite drink?
Apple juice.
What about orange juice?
No. My sister said yes, this favorite drink is orange juice.
Here, Nigel, let's go for a drive.
But you Poppy. Like apple juice?
Poppy, come on. We're going to take this to Mummy, okay? You can bring yourself or leave it, but like...
Yeah, just we'll take my car and I gotta go drop this off to Vanessa.
Where's she at?
At Gateway.
Gateway. Health? Church.
Church. Daddy's.
Daddy's.
I do have a few other things to get to today. How,
well,
what do you,
we can keep talking about this on the drive over.
Sure.
And then, yeah. Come back in time. But
I nailed on my shoes.
Sorry, I'm enjoying this conversation. I just want to keep it going.
Okay, sounds good.
Come on, puppy. When did you get your car?
February.
Thanks. Yeah. Can you close it, honey?
Yeah.
Can you lock it?
I don't know what.
The big one at the very top. Yep. Good girl. Come on, pups.
V8 four-wheel drive.
Yep. You know what? I don't have air conditioning, baby, but I will open up the windows as soon as I can.
Can you open the packed one?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, it feels almost like my car.
No, it does have AC, I just gotta fix it. That probably this year.
Yes, Ludovico and Abby.
Yeah.
I love that song.
I have no idea
who that
put
is.
That on. Or, yeah. I'm guessing it's a Paisley edition.
What year is this?
2002.
Dada.
390,000 kilometers on it.
Dada. Dada, when we text you, can I?
Get out and see mommy?
Yeah.
No. Well, I mean, we might see mommy when we get there anyways. So how do I develop spiritual, emotional, and mental health? Is that the question?
Health, well-being. And maybe it's that. Is emotional intelligence something that you...
I think that was something that I haven't given much thought to up until recently.
It's also a bit of a recent trend.
EQ is definitely a more recent trend, but I think that it's that people have been aware of it for a longer period of time. It's just... bring it to the forefront.
Right.
Cat tail.
Okay, hon.
A pack window is open.
Yeah. Yeah, so I would say that for spiritual development, I would focus more on scripture and time with God, prayer. Emotional development. It's recognizing when I've reacted, when I have a strong reaction to something, being willing to reflect on why I've had the strong reaction and if I was correct or incorrect in having that. And try and be more aware of that tendency in the future. Like, for an example for me is, like, if I felt like, before, if I thought that people thought less of me, it'd send me more of into like a spiral where,
right,
where I would just allow myself to go to
affects
just
your identity,
yeah, and like feel depressed, question myself a lot more, but recognizing that that is a tendency of mine, I can catch it sooner and put a stop to it.
Yeah.
Does that answer that?
Those it questions? Does answer that question.
Being willing to examine yourself and be raw with yourself and where you may have shortcomings is critical if you want to develop.
Yeah. Is self-development and becoming a better version of yourself just a buzzword, would you say, for you? Or do you think that that is something that you focus on?
It's something that I focus on. I think that I can actually achieve.
Yeah.
I think that is it entirely self-development, could you say? I don't know. Maybe I'd suggest if it's not just yourself, it's through God. But I believe that we as humans can develop, grow, and change as we, if we are willing to go down those roads.
Yeah. Poppy, what's your favorite color?
Pink.
Pink, not red?
I just say red color.
Try and play punch buggy.
Punch buggy, but it's not a punch buggy?
No. She can't quite, she knows where a few of them are, and then she memorizes the location, and then she can play with it easier. But with regards to general identification, she doesn't quite get it. Yeah, there's peppers in there. What do you think, Nige?
What do I think?
More questions?
I think I need to eat more food, drink more water, and take a nap. Are you a napper?
I am not.
No Sunday afternoon nap?
I can't. I've never been able to do it.
Do you have insomnia at all, or just can't sleep during the day?
No, just can't sleep during the day. I find it hard to turn off my mind.
Yeah.
If I crash, it's usually because I'm just so tired. But, like, that's the very, very rare occasion.
Do you want to come to a choir concert?
Do I want to come to a choir concert? Maybe if I had time.
How's it been working with Ruben?
It's been good.
Yeah? Good.
I really enjoy it.
Good.
I interviewed him this morning.
Oh, okay.
I'll see if I can filter through the audio and clarify it a bit.
Fair enough.
And then might get a transcription to submit.
Oh, okay.
Would you consider yourself a car person? Car guy?
No.
Or a car appreciator?
I appreciate cars. I am not a car guy, though. Like, it doesn't hold enough value to me.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, I bought this thing with 390,000 kilometers on it. Knowing that, like, knowing that it just doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
It's for a specific purpose. I do want to raise it and stuff like that and have some fun with it.
Yeah.
And take the kids. But
do a few adventures.
If it got... Yeah. It'd be an adventure thing. Like, where if it got nicked and scratched and stuff like that, I'm not stressing over it.
The car is the means to another purpose.
Yeah.
And the whole point of it is not to have a bunch of money tied up into a depreciating asset.
Yeah.
Where I can, like, it can serve, it goes back to have, like, that serving a purpose. Oh, how did that happen?
It's leaking.
Is it leaking?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy, I've never seen that.
Where's it leaking from?
I wonder if it got pressurized. It's,
just put
if I had to guess, it got pressurized and fed up the straw.
It just seeped out the sides.
So just leave it open like that and just leave it on the ground and pull it in later. That will have to.
Would you say that?
Excuse me.
Maybe not everything, but every worthwhile or costly endeavor, purchase, or action has to serve a purpose.
I think that knowing why you're making the decision is important. Yes, it doesn't have to serve a purpose. You just have to know why you're doing it. Hey, hon. Hello.
I am puckered.
Okay. Where is she?
We can just go inside.
Where is this from?
Answer that. Answer!
I'm waiting for mummy to answer, hon.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
Shoot.
Vanessa Apple.
Okay, let me...
Who's Vanessa Apple, Poppy?
My mom.
Your mom?
Oh, well, that's fantastic. Okay.
Oh. Overheat?
No. It's just something with the connection.
That don't help this anymore.
This doesn't work anymore?
No, it won't.
Radio there for?
That's for, putting all her. Well, that's all tight. Why is
Poppy, should we take your dad's car while he's inside and drive away without him?
No.
Should we wait for him?
Yeah.
That sounds like a better idea.
Just one way of thinking.
What do you mean by topical?
Like
surface level?
I feel like a lot of, like, there's a lot of YouTube channels out there that go and just focus in on how much money have you made? How did you make your money? How did you do this and do that? And I'm like, that's fine, but it's not
all about the money. That's not the main point.
Well, and not everyone can achieve like a huge wealth basis. Like, that's not going to be everyone's story, no matter how much you want it to be.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I certainly believe there is enough money for everybody to be wealthy, but I don't think that it's huge percentages of it are held by small percentages of people. And not everybody wants, actually truly wants. Nobody actually truly wants money. Money isn't what they want. They want purchasing power. And they want purchasing power. And what they really want is happiness or joy.
They
and peace.
I think that, I forget what his name was, but there's one guy who said it really well. That you just, if you can be content with your existence, you've got it. Like, that's excellence, or that's success.
Yeah.
Being content with your existence.
I think that there's
a lot of wisdom in that way of thinking.
Yeah. Poppy, what's your favorite car? Do you like Dada's car?
A punch buggy.
You like punch buggies? I like punch buggies too. I like little cars.
Have you seen any themes?
Themes?
Between like what success is? Like, is there any similarities between Ruben's answers and mine, or
peace? Say,
yeah,
like being. I mentioned balance to Ruben, and he said he didn't like that word as much. He preferred harmony because then everything is working together.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily one thing. It's being better than the other.
Right.
Make another challenge. Make another challenge.
Yeah.
No power.
think achieving a state of peace is definitely a key aspect to life that's very hard to attain.
Yeah. Shredding around on Grandpa's e-bike.
Yeah.
How old is your dad? 60?
He's 64.
64.
Yeah. 63 or 64.
A punch for you won't be tail. Let's come nine times.
Oh, you're so smart. You're so quick.
I think I can make a red car. And not home. Dada, not home.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Red car, no returns.
Oh, he beat you.
Yeah, I know, but I won. I won.
You did more?
Blue car, no returns.
Blue car? But we were doing red cars.
But then blue car, guys, I just saw blue car. Yellow.
Beat him at his own game.
Blue car, no returns.